Tomorrow night, after Marv, we're going to talk about Esrogim and Eretz Yisrael, Shemitah issues. But tonight, we'll talk about Yom Kippur, because that is coming upon us. Let's talk about shoe wear on Yom Kippur, what's good for shoes, what's not good for shoes, Crocs, things like that. A quick review. There are two sugyas. There's one, a Gemara in Masechas Yuma, and a Gemara in Masechas Avamos. The Mishnah Masechas Avamos on Daf Ayin Gimel famously tells us there are Chamesh Shinum, there are five afflictions a person has to undergo over the course of Yom Kippur: eating, drinking, bathing, anointing, Nilas HaSandal, and Tashmish Hamita. So the Gemara there on Daf Ayin Zayin, a few pages later, discusses Nilas HaSandal. And it says that wearing sandals, wearing leather shoes, as we'll talk about, is a violation of not undergoing Inui, of undergoing that affliction of Yom Kippur. And the Gemara tries to bring proofs from different sources. How do we know in Tanakh that not wearing leather shoes is a form of Inui? It quotes a pasuk in Shmuel that talks about David HaMelech going barefoot after he mourned when his son passed away, and it rejects that, and it brings a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Minoi raglecha miyachef ugeroncha mitzamei, connects person being thirsty to not having shoes on their feet. And that, says the Gemara, is a reference, is a hint to the idea that not wearing shoes is a form of Inui, a form of affliction. This is Paskin Shulchan Aruch Tafrei Shin Aleph, that it's true that one does not wear shoes on Yom Kippur, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that only eating and drinking is that which is Asur Midaraisa, according to all opinions. There is a machlokas with the other inuyim. Certainly don't have an Isser Karis. If a person wears leather shoes in Yom Kippur, a person bathes, a person puts on deodorant, all those things, they wouldn't have an Isser Karis. But the question is it Isser Daraisa, or is it an Isser Darabanan? Hold on to that machlokas. That's a machlokas in the Achronim. That will be important later on. Obviously, the nafkamina is going to be, should be machmer. If we have a suffix regarding a halacha of what type of shoes to wear in Yom Kippur, should be machmer. If it's Isser Daraisa, we'd have to be strict. If it's Isser Darabanan, so we'd have to be lenient. We'd be allowed to be lenient and not be strict when it comes to shoe fashion over the course of Yom Kippur. Now, the Gemara goes on to discuss what is Nilas Sandal and what is not Ni'ilah Sandal. So the Gemara says that Ni'ilah Sandal only refers to leather shoes. It has to be shel or with an ayin. Now with an aleph, it has to be of or with leather. However, it's mutter to wear shoes, says the Gemara, of cork, reed, fabrics, other types of materials you can get. Then the Gemara makes the following point. The Gemara says an amputee, a person whose legs were cut off, may not wear his prosthetic leg on Yom Kippur. We're not passing that shaila for right now, but the Gemara says you can't wear the prosthetic leg on Yom Kippur, and there's a whole machlokas tanayim, whether you're allowed to wear a prosthetic leg on Shabbos, maybe you're going to take it off, but the Gemara says that perhaps even wearing the prosthetic leg, or a shoe, or foot, or ankle, or knee, whatever it may be, would be a problem on Yom Kippur. That is sugya number one. The other sugya is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Gimel. Kuf Aleph. The Gemara says that you have to do chalitza with a na'al. With a na'al, with a shoe. And that means, the Gemara says, a shoe made of a soft leather that covers the entire foot. That's the definition of a na'al. But if it's made of a soft shoe of cloth, says the Gemara, or anpilya, that's pasul. It's not good for the mitzvah of chalitza. The reason the latter is pasul is because chalitza needs something that protects your foot. And something that's a soft piece of cloth is not going to protect your foot like leather would. And the pasuk says in Yecheskel, "Ba'analecha tachash," and that was made from leather. It was referring to some sort of leather shoe. And the Gemara asks if you can wear anpilya, this soft cloth shoe on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says it's only usher to wear anpilya if it's made from leather. The issue with chalitza is when the anpilya is made with cloth. That's the halacha. Only by chalitza does it have to be leather, nothing else. And by Yom Kippur, the only iser is if you're wearing leather. Those are the two sugyas, one in Yevamos, one in Yuma. So how do we paskin out the halacha? So in order to understand what type of shoe, we have to bring a chakir from Elchanan Wasserman. Elchanan Wasserman writes in the Kofos Aretz the following lamdas. Inui on Yom Kippur, the affliction on Yom Kippur. Does that mean that I can't do any of those five things? Because if I do any of those five things, so that's what the Torah says and nothing else. That's the only problem. Or is it that the bittul of inui is which is usr. I can't do something on Yom Kippur which takes away from my discomfort. That's the problem. If I do anything that comes away from discomfort, says Rav Chanan, then that's the violation on Yom Kippur. Meaning, for example, the problem of eating on Yom Kippur is that it removes inui. And the reason we don't eat on Yom Kippur is that it increases inui, it increases affliction, right? Or is it going to be that the wearing of shoes or eating of food is inherently usur despite how I feel about it? That's the question over here. So let's apply this now to a four-way machlokas rishonim. Those shitas, says the Beis Yosef in Tafrei Shadalim, hold that the isur of nila sandals only with leather. Leather, nothing else. As long as it's not leather, then everything is mutter on Yom Kippur. So the Rif, according to the Ran, the Rush, say that a na'al of leather is usur. And that seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara, right? In both Gemaras, the conclusion was, well, if it's not leather, so then it's perfectly fine. The Gemara in Yavama says that, the Gemara in Yuma says that as well. There's nothing wrong with protecting your feet. That also seems to be what the Gemara in Yavama said, right? That Ampilia is a problem, is not a problem in Yom Kippur because it's cloth and it's not leather. That's Shita number one. Leather, Usar, everything else, Mutter. The next Shita is the Baal Maor, cited by the Ran. And the Baal Maor says, anything that protects the feet is going to be usur. If it protects the feet, that's problematic. Regardless of the material, what's his proof? The proof is the story of the amputee. Why does the Gemara tell us the amputee cannot wear, you know, from the ankle down to the knee down? Why can he do that? Because that's too comfortable. It has to be uncomfortable. And that's why the Gemara tells us that. That's the maskan of the Gemara. Anything that's comfortable is a problem. I don't care what the material is. Comfortable, usur. Not comfortable, mutter. That's the halacha according to the Baal Maor. The third sheet is Rashi. Rashi writes in Yuma, and he says that any leather shoe or any wood shoe is going to be usur. Leather and wood, usur, everything else is mutter. And the Ran explains that Rashi learns that the word na'al, nun ayin lamin, means wood or leather. But any other material is not considered betoras na'al. If it's not wood, if it's not leather, then it's not a null. And that's not what the Torah is going to be talking about. Tosa supports this with Rava. Rava holds that an amputee can't wear a prosthetic. And what were the prosthetics made of? Wood. So we see the Gemara is proving Rashi's point. Leather is usur, and wood is usur, and that's the problem. But anything else is going to be fine. So, unless you wear leather shoes, or you are Dutch, and you have wood clogs, so then everything else is going to be okay. Right? That's sheet number three. The fourth shita, and the most mechudas shita, is the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Shvi'is Asur as follows. Asur lena'al mina'al v'sandal afil bereglo echas. You can't even have one sandal on one foot. Umutur l'tseis b'sandal shel sha'am, or shel gem l'chios, v'en any other materials. V'korach adam reged al ragel, you can wrap cloths around your feet, v'yotzebo, and go out, sha'arei, koshia aretz magia l'raglav. Because the hardness of the ground comes to your foot, umargish shuhu yachav, and you feel that essentially you are barefooted. The Rambam agrees with this, so do the Rif, that the only issur is for shoes that are made from leather, and that all other materials are acceptable. But the Rambam adds a new geder that we don't find in any other Rishon, and that is koshi haaretz, that you feel the hardness of the ground beneath your feet. And therefore, a shoe made of wood is usur, because you don't feel the ground beneath the wood of the shoe. That's going to be usur. The Beis Yosef says, I don't understand what the Rambam is talking about. Where did he get this from? Where do we find anywhere in Shas that says you need to have the hardness of the ground? The Rambam made this up. So there's a tshuva of the Panim Iros. We'll come back to the tshuva later on. But the Panim Iros in Chelek Beis was discussing a newcomer who arrived in his community, and he went out on Tisha B'Av in Yom Kippur wearing a shoe. New guy in town, doesn't know how people dress, and he wears a shoe. And what does this shoe look like? It's the exact size of their foot. It's made with hard felt. It has a raised heel at the edge of the shoe to give them comfort with walking like leather, with a leather shoe. And the guy's wearing, essentially, looks like a shoe. It walks like a shoe. It talks like a shoe. It looks like a regular shoe. And he's wearing the shoe around town. Everybody else in the Panim Iros' town was wearing, you know, shmatzes on their feet, whatever they had. And this guy was wearing nice new shoes. It just wasn't leather. So the Panim Iros paskind that it's usur to wear them on Yom Kippur. And he explains, what's the mitzvah about? The mitzvah is about inui. That's what Lechon Wasserman said. The mitzvah is about feeling affliction. If you don't feel as if you're walking barefoot in such a shoe, and you don't feel the ground, then it doesn't follow the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam says you need to be margish the aretz. And he says that wearing the shoe of reeds is mutter, and it's also for an amputee to wear the prosthetic, because the prosthetic is like a shoe, and prevents the amputee from touching koshi aretz, the hardness of the ground. And therefore, says the Panamiros, the halach is like the Rambam. Is that actually what the halach is like? Not really. The Tur, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, all follow the Rif and the Rush. That the Isser of Ne'ilah Sandal is only for leather shoes. And that's how you pass on the halacha. We're going to come out of here today, at least with a kula. I promise you that. Maybe a little bit of a chumrah, if you want to. But at least, I promise you, by the end of the shir, we're going to come out with a kula. The halacha of Paskin and Shulchan Aruch is, leather is Aser, everything else is Mutter. That's fine. However, comes the Chafetz Chaim. And he writes in the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkat and Hay, in Tafresh Shadalad. And he says, if it's not made of leather, it's not a na'al, and it's only called a malbush. The Torah forbids na'al. Na'al means leather. It's not leather, it's a malbush, and therefore that's not a problem. And in the Sharet Sin in Sifkat and Hay, he says, it's proper to be machmer for the Panim Eros. I think it's right to be machmer for the Panim Eros. And the Chsam Sofer, who is made sure not to wear shoes, made of felt, where there's no sense of inui when walking. And he says you shouldn't protest against those people who wear comfortable shoes that are not leather. Because again, Nikar Adin, the halacha is, leather is usur, everything else is mutter. But says the Chafetz Chaim, I hear what they're saying. V'anisim es nasher seichem. There's supposed to be some sort of affliction. That's what the Pasuk says. You can't deny that. And therefore he says it's good to be machmer to wear shoes that are not so comfortable. He brings the Eliyahu Rabbah, who is machmer not to wear wooden shoes, even if they aren't covered with leather. And this is based on Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Riyaz, who are machmer as well. And he says the other Rishonim are machmer. The Rambam is not alone. Other Rishonim are machmer as well. Rabbi Soloveitchik was machmer for the Rambam as well, not to wear anything that was too comfortable. So let's plug this all now in to Crocs. Let's talk about Crocs. Everybody's favorite or least favorite form of footwear fashion. So the question regarding Crocs and Yom Kippur, is that considered null? Because, well, it's not leather, it's definitely not leather, but it's also no inui. It's probably more comfortable whenever you're wearing right now, unless of course you're wearing Crocs, which I'm not judging you, but it's probably pretty comfortable. So there are. Let's lay out both sides of the machlokas, and then we'll go through the shittas. Those who are going to be allow them say that the Rif, the Rush, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch all say that only leather is usur and all other types are mutter. End of discussion. I don't have to tell you anything else. I open the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tafresh Adab, leather, usur, everything else mutter. So I don't. My ears are closed. I have nothing else to say. That's the halacha. Don't tell me anything about how comfortable Crocs are. Therefore, Crocs that are made from rubber are entirely mutter, even if they protect your foot from the ground. And he says, even according to Rashi and Tosos, they're not wood, so I'm good according to Rashi, I'm good according to Tosos, I'm good according to the Shulchan Aruch. It's not leather, it's not wood, it's fine. Perhaps it's room to be machmer for sneakers, other shoes that are worn all day. It's meant to take the place of regular shoes. I hear that discussion. But what are Crocs? They are glorified slippers. That's all they are. They're not really shoes. And we'll get back to that sheet in a moment. Those who are machmer go according to the Baal Mor, that any protective shoe is going to be usur. It should be usur to wear Crocs as well. The Mishnah Berurah said it's proper to be machmer, and therefore that would seem to make sense to be machmer to not wear Crocs in Yom Kippur. Obviously, they go on to say, those who are machmer say, pashut, original Crocs are the worst. Original Crocs are the worst because those are the most comfortable. If you can get something that's like a Croc-like shoe, something that looks more like a normal shoe, and it's not as comfortable as the original ones, then that would be good. You shouldn't rely on the Rif and the Rush, who allow non-leather shoes, because we already have a minhag to avoid of sneakers that are made out of synthetic material. And Crocs fall into that minhag as well. And maybe you should be machmer on Tisha B'Av. He says, maybe Tisha B'Av I get, that's about Avelus, it's not about Inui. But certainly Yom Kippur, one should be machmer to avoid Crocs as well. And maybe we're talking about a Yisur D'Oraisa, right? That's what we said at the beginning. What if Ne'ilah Sandal is Yisur D'Oraisa? So that's another reason. If you have a suffix, maybe this Yisur D'Oraisa be machmer there as well. So who are the shitas? Let's line up the shitas, okay? Those who are Mekel include Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Lilcha Shlomo, who says you shouldn't wear shoes that look like leather on Yom Kippur because it looks like Marasayim. Don't wear shoes that really look like normal shoes. Because people are going to walk around looking at your seemingly normal leather shoes. Don't wear those shoes that are fake leather, things like that, he says, because it's too much of a mara sign. Rosh Shlomo Zalman happens to have a similar shita. He's very much against non-gebrachs Pesach cakes that look like a regular cake. He says it's not within the spirit of what it's supposed to be. You shouldn't have non-gebrachs pizza that looks and tastes like regular pizza. That's not what it should be. So he holds it. He has that same shita through and through. He says, however, that shoes that are not leather, even though they're comfortable, are mutal l'chadchila. He says, we're isness nowadays. We can't handle too much difficulty. And therefore, we're not machmer for the mishabura. He then quotes the Trumas Hadeshin, who says that if on Yom Kippur, a person wants to stand on leather pillows, it's mutter. Let's say you want to bring to shul suede pillows, and you want to stand on them on Yom Kippur. So the Trumas Hadeshin says that's mutter. He bases this on an Or Zarua, who says that if you have a leather shoe, and the top, let's say you have a leather sandal, okay? And the top of the leather sandal is torn. So the Or Zarua says you can take the bottom of that leather sandal and you can stand on it. So says the Trumas Hadeshin, if the Or Zarua says you can stand on a broken leather shoe on Yom Kippur, then certainly I can stand on leather pillows. That's certainly mutter. The Ramah says it's mutter to stand on leather pillows. He says it's proper to be machmer, but the Mishabura quotes all of these acharim and say we're not machmer for the Ramah. You can stand on leather pillows. That's a new thing. We can get, I have a good chumrah. I have a good business idea. Leather pillows that say v'anisim es nasar seichem. Very nice. You put them in shul. You have your korim mat as well, and you have your leather Yom Kippur pillows to stand on to follow the Mishabura. You have to be engraved with your name. I think we have a good idea. Someone tell Keter. I think we'll have a good idea. So that is Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Comes Rosh Shlomo Zalman's Talmud, Rav Rubin, the author of the Aruch HaShabbos. So he writes in his Torah journal, Heichala, Kovitz Aleph, that you can be lenient to wear Crocs. They don't fit comfortably around the foot. Even the Panim Eros would agree to this, because they don't completely surround the foot. What was the Panim Eros so mad about? That it looked like a shoe, it acted like a shoe, it walked like a shoe, it talked like a shoe. That was the problem. But Crocs don't look like shoes. They're weird. Everybody agrees. No matter what your opinion about Crocs is, everybody agrees that they're weird. Everybody agrees to that. They look weird. They're not normal shoes. And therefore, says Rav Rubin, they should be fine. Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp writes the same thing as well. And then Rav Rubin adds the following point. He says that logically, Crocs are not meant for everyday walking. They don't have the status of a na'al. A na'al means a proper shoe that you wear around. And he says as follows. He says, it's true that many people walk around in Crocs. But he says, that's just a temporary style that came from the Goyim. And he says, even if the entire world started wearing slippers, we wouldn't refer to slippers as a proper shoe. It's not a proper shoe. Crocs are not a proper shoe. And therefore, it's not considered na'al when it comes to Yom Kippur. That's the Nekilim Shita number one. The second Shita is Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv is quoted in many, many Sfarim saying that min hadin, it is mutter to wear Crocs. But it is not a hiddur in the mitzvah hayom of Yom Kippur to wear Crocs. It would be preferable to feel the ground on your feet. You should avoid sneakers because they don't have the derech and the tzur. You should avoid sneakers because they have the derech, the tzur of a shoe. Rav Asher Weiss also says that Crocs are mutter, but it's midas chasidus to not wear them. You can't ignore the pashup shot of the mitzvah. V'anisim es nafshei seichem. That's the simple reading. And therefore, to wear shoes is not a fulfillment of v'anisim es nafshei seichem. That's the yesod. The same goes for sneakers. Very comfortable shoes, says Rav Asher Weiss. He feels it's a midas chasidus. Are they mutter? 100%. Your neighbor next to you in shul has Crocs. You don't look askance. You don't say anything nasty to him. It's Yom Kippur. It's fine. But midas chasidus would dictate not to wear Crocs. The third shita is Rav Nissim Karel. So Rav Nissim Karel writes in the Chut Shani that regular shoes made from synthetic material are usur mi ikar hadin. Not a chumrah, not a midas chasidus. It's usur to wear such shoes because that is the tzura of something that protects and fits around the foot. And therefore, comfortable shoes made from synthetic material should be usur mi din, he says, not to wear them. So these are the three shitas, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Rubin, mutter mi ikar hadin, Midas Chasidus, Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Yashuv, and Rav Nissim Karel's usher to wear Crocs on Yom Kippur. Certainly, yesh al milismoch, if a person's able to have such a Midas Chasidus, you know, then by all means, avoid Crocs. There is another shita, by the way. This shita is not super popular, but I'll let you know it exists. The Bach writes here in the tour, in Tafei Shadalad, and he cites from Rishonim that the proper minhag is to go without any shoes on Yom Kippur. Forget leather, Crocs, rubber, wood. No shoes. No one should be wearing shoes on Yom Kippur at all. And he concludes, V'chein ra'isi me rabosai shehalchu yachaf. I saw from my Rebbeim that the Rabbanim walked barefoot on Yom Kippur. The clear understanding, according to the Ghost of Baruch Frankel, is that the Bach does not allow even wearing socks, barefoot mamish, on Yom Kippur. The Be'er Halacha says he didn't bring the Bach as the Halacha because nobody follows it. The Chofetz Chaim says, I'm not going to even bring it in the Mishnah Berurah because it's not, nobody mentions it, and it's not a mainstream Shita. The Stipler, quoting the Yerachas Rabbeinu, says that the Chazon Ish and himself were machmer to only wear socks on the Friday Yom Kippur, and that is the minhag of many of the Talmidim of the Chazon Ish. Rav Yechiel Michal Lefkowitz, Rav Yechiel Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, other Rav Steinman, all were machmer to not wear shoes in Yom Kippur as well. In the Emes Yaakov, so Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says that he heard that the Chavetz Chaim didn't wear shoes in Yom Kippur as well, but he did wear socks. So, socks but no shoes. But the Ketzah HaMatzah writes in the Matzah Ephraim that the Maggid of Kuznets would go completely barefoot in Yom Kippur. And he writes this as well in the Or Yisrael, in the Tikkuni Zohar, that he would go completely barefoot on Yom Kippur. So that's Shatzah Shita as well, if one wants to be Machmer. I would probably recommend, if we're going to do it, please wear socks. It's for the betterment of the Tzibur. But there's such a Shita as well, to only go in socks on Yom Kippur. Rav Shechter, he wears synthetic shoes to the Beis Medrash in YU for Yom Kippur, but he takes them off when he gets to the Beis Medrash. When he's in the Beis Medrash for davening, to go in the street, he wears, you know, Yom Kippur shoes. When he gets to the Beis Medrash, he takes them off, and he wears only socks during the davening. So these are the shitas. Yesh al lismoch for all different types of things, from Crocs to the other end, and yesh lahachmer for those who want to be mahadra in the mitzvah of inui an Yom Kippur. Okay.